Mars, of course, is the next planet out from the Sun. It's always fascinated people. 40 years ago, or just under 40 years ago, really wouldn't be here saying there's anything to talk to you about Mars about, anything of interest, because in 1965, the first ever space probe to Mars, NASA's Mariner 4, went past, sent back the first close-up views, and it was a disappointment. What we saw were craters. It looked like the moon. More importantly, Mariner 4 also measured the atmosphere of Mars as it went behind, and it turned out to be extraordinarily tenuous, less than a hundredth of the pressure of the Earth's atmosphere. So it looked dead, barren, as uninteresting as the moon. But in those 40 years, there's been more and more interest in Mars. It's been going up and down in terms of how interesting we think the planet is, but all the time rising. And let me show you why. Here's a recent map of Mars, shown as a contour map on a Mercator projection. So that's the whole of the planet there. And in the middle, you can see there's a whole bunch of craters. And it so happened that Mariner 4, having gone all the way out from the Earth as the first probe to go to Mars, happened to go across a cratered region, as did the next two, Mariner 6 and Mariner 7. We all thought Mars was a dead world, uninteresting. But then look over on the left-hand side. Those pimples there are actually volcanoes, bigger than any volcanoes on the Earth. You can see a great canyon, that bluish gash going across the middle from left to right, with what looks like outflow channels coming down like a huge estuary heading up into the northern part of Mars, which is an extraordinarily flat part of the planet. And let's home in on the volcano on the left there. Here's a close-up picture of it. It's called Olympus Mons, Mount Olympus. And aptly named because this volcano is three times higher than Mount Everest, and it's 600 kilometres across. So it's far bigger than any mountain on the Earth, bigger than most mountain ranges put together. And if you read the textbooks, and here we start getting into the new results and the controversies, if you read any of the old textbooks, they'll say Olympus Mons erupted billions of years ago, but it's now extinct. But not so. Recent spacecraft have flown over Olympus Mons and imaged some of those lava flows in great detail. And what's important about that is that on Mars, you're virtually unprotected from space. You've got meteorites coming in all the time and blasting out craters. So you've got the big summit caldera there, which is the volcanic crater, but on the sides of Olympus Mons, you've got smaller bits blasted about by debris from space. And if we look at some of these lava flows in detail, you don't see any holes blasted in them. That means they can't be billions of years old because they would have been impacted by meteorites. That means they're very young. And we talked to a leading scientist called Bill Hartman, who is also an astronomical artist by profession. And this is his image of Olympus Mons, not as it was in the past, but as it will be in the future. Because if Olympus Mons was erupting from 4 billion years ago when it first came up on the surface of Mars up to about a million years ago, it can't have just switched off. I mean, just when we start to look at Mars, having been erupting for 99% of the planet's lifetime, it's too much to think it could just have switched off. So it's not active all the time, but we do think that because the lava flows are extremely young, that there is still molten lava inside this mountain, it will erupt again, and this is Bill Hartman's own picture of it. So that's the volcanoes. Here's another picture of Mars taken by the most recent spacecraft to get there, before the ones which are on their way, NASA's Mars Odyssey. And it's looking for signs of underground ice. And again, the shaded part of this map just shows you the relief. The colours now are not actually altitude. They're actually showing you where there is basically reservoirs of hydrogen, and basically reservoirs of hydrogen mean water or ice, is where you get most of that hydrogen stored. And so where there's dark blue, there's ice hidden beneath the surface. We don't know how much, but frozen into the surface of the planet, there's a huge amount of ice. Now, ice is, of course, frozen water. If we start thinking about water, we should start thinking about volcanoes, which heat things up. We could have liquid water, and that leads you to think about life. Before we get there, one of the extraordinary things about Mars we've discovered is that there's evidence for liquid water around. And the evidence comes from this spacecraft. This is the one that's been in orbit now for 6 years, taking the close-up pictures which have really revolutionised our ideas about Mars. And the people in charge are this pair of characters, Mike Malin and Ken Edgett. The main science that Mars Global Surveyor has brought back to us is the fact that you see gullies on Mars, both on the sides of craters and of canyons. These look like springs coming out from a hill slope on the Earth and running down. First of all, they look as if they're produced by water. There are other theories, but I think most people say water is most likely.
But there's somebody in the audience who doesn't.
And also, what they call the aprons of debris, the material that's been washed down by this material, these streams, is very young. Again, it's dated by the craters that have fallen in. And there's so many of them all over the planet, and they're so recent that, again, it's almost impossible that throughout the entire history of Mars you would have had these gullies flowing, and just when we start looking at them, suddenly all of them have dried up. So it seems that even on Mars today there must be liquid water flowing in places, which is extraordinarily odd on a planet with an average temperature of minus 50 degrees. But the important thing about water, as I say, it makes you think about life. If there's liquid water, it makes you think about life living on Mars right now. So that's the future for unmanned Mars missions. But of course, we really want in the end to get geologists and biologists to Mars to take a look at first hand themselves.